And now we have the person who will be leading our ritual, Diana Paxson. Diana Paxson is well known in the pagan community as a writer, the author of 26 novels with strong pagan themes, beginning with the Westria series and her historical fantasies, including the books in the Avalon series begun by Marion Zimmer Bradley. Her most recent works are The Golden Hills of Westria and the upcoming Ravens of Avalon. More recently, she has had considerable success with several nonfiction works, such as Taking Up the Runes and Essential Asatruth. She also writes a regular column on goddesses for Sage Woman magazine. The religious and magical scenes in Paxson's books are based on many years of practice. She was consecrated as a priestess in 1982 in the Fellowship of the Spiral Path, an eclectic pagan organization in Northern California, and served 2 years as first officer of the Covenant of the Goddess. In the early 90s, she began working in the Asatruth tradition, studying the runes and pioneering the reconstruction of oracular faith. She leads the Hrafnar kindred and has served on the High Reed and as steerswoman of the Troth, an international Asatruth organization whose journal, Iduna, she still edits. She also has over 14 years of experience with the Afro-Brazilian tradition of Umbanda. In addition to runes and faith, she teaches classes and workshops on trance work and folk magic. Please help me welcome Diana Paxson. Okay. We've had some wonderful speeches, and I think it's time that we all took a little action. One of the things that we as pagans often feel is as if we are on the outside of American culture, a position which certain people in the government would like to see us maintain. However, if you look at the cult of nationhood, which was intentionally set up in the early years of the 19th century, in the wake of the revolution, you will see that in fact everything we need for a way of using our pagan skills and our pagan sensibility and our awareness of certain forces is all right there in the system of national holidays, in the system of national shrines by which we're surrounded here, and in the figures of the founding fathers, who surely, as ancestors, have an interest in preserving the liberties that they fought so hard to establish in the first place. And so what I want to do this afternoon is to get everybody off of the sidelines where you have been sheltering in the shade of the trees. Once we get the ritual going, I promise you it will not in fact take that long. But I would like to form a circle right here on the green. Pagans do not worship in audiences. We worship in circles. So if you can all get there, and everybody who I have already volunteered to be part of the ritual needs to come up here in front of me. So while everybody is forming the circle, with a little bit of luck, we will be able to pass this microphone around so that everybody who actually has to speak will be able to be heard. If that doesn't work, I think we'll have a much better chance of being heard across the circle than scattered all over the park. You should all have the song sheets. There are a couple of two new chants to you on the song sheets, along with the patriotic songs, which with only a very small amount of adjustment will serve us quite nicely. and whose tunes you probably already know. The chants, we will be singing through once before we all join in on them. So, and some of us who do in fact know them will be singing very loudly, and we will probably be singing each chant about 4 or 5 times, and that should help. Okay, Laurel. Okay, you who are doing the quarters, as soon as you have your soul, if you can move to your direction. So everybody else. And to affirm the freedoms that they established here. These are the words of the First Amendment upon which our freedom of religion depends. Congress, are you listening? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Yeah!
Woo!
We call upon the Spirit of Liberty and upon the holy goddesses and gods. We call upon the leaders of our country to preserve the principles of separation and of church and state and religious liberty on which this nation was founded. Lady Liberty, Mother of Exiles, as the light of your torch shines upon this circle, may this piece of American earth be consecrated to our purpose. As your torch enlightens America, may our working here radiate from sea to sea. And as this symbol of your light shines around the circle, we ask you to illuminate this land. Now, as I go around with the torch of liberty, which is in fact on, and now the interesting thing about this is daylight, and unless you look right down this, you're not going to see that it's on. That's like a lot of things, including our magic. But it is on, and as I go around the circle, I want each of you to turn outward and project this light outward until it does, in fact, illuminate the whole land. So not only this circle is sacred space, but let all of America be sacred space, and let our light be a light, in fact, to the world.
Where all of our soldiers are also.
Yes.
Lady, ward this space with light. Keep the torch of freedom bright. Lady, ward this space with light. Keep the torch of freedom bright. Lady, ward this space with light. Keep the torch of freedom bright. Lady, ward this space with light. Keep the torch of freedom bright. Lady, ward this space with light. Keep the torch of freedom bright. Lady, ward this space with light. Keep the torch of freedom bright. Lady, ward this space with light. Keep the torch of freedom bright. Lady, ward this space with light. Keep the torch of freedom bright. We invoke the land of America, the holy earth on which we stand. As we call the powers of each quarter, let those who have come here from that direction step a pace forward.
East, we hail the dawn's early light, winds that carry speech and song. Bless the words that ward our rights, that all may hear and keep them strong. Hail! Be welcome!
Hail! Be welcome!
South, we see the blazing sun where fires of courage bravely burn. Bless the souls whose freedom run, that we their loyalty may learn. Hail and be welcome.
Hail and be welcome.
It's another kind of torch passing.
West, the powers of water flow to bless the land we all adore. Fulfill the hope that long ago first brought us, pilgrim, to this shore. Hail and be welcome.
Hail and be welcome.
North, let's solid strength of earth feed the folk who on it dwell. Your blessing grants to know the worth of liberty and ward it well. Hail and be welcome.
Hail and be welcome.
This is our land, our beautiful American earth. Get out your song sheets and let us sing a slightly adapted version of God Bless America by Irving Berlin.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide and full. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home.
To the gods.
Hail to the gods.
Hail to the goddesses.
Hail to the goddesses.
Of this land and of all lands whose folk have sought freedom on these shores. Today once more we dare to stand
and raise
the praise before you. We pray for the peace and prosperity of all America. Bless our leaders with wisdom. Bless our world and our working with love and liberty. So let it be.
So let it be.
Last year at this rally, some of you heard a song called Symbol by Celia. And it has a chorus, which is one of the catchiest chants I've heard in a long time. And that is the next thing we're going to sing. It's from a CD called Red Alabaster and Blue. And I encourage you all to look her up online and get the whole thing.
Freedom of speech, freedom of faith. Freedom of love and religion, freedom to stand up and fight for what we believe in. Freedom of speech, freedom of faith, freedom of love and religion, freedom to stand up and fight for what we believe in. Freedom of speech, freedom of faith, freedom of religion, freedom to stand up and fight for what we believe in. Freedom of speech, freedom of faith, freedom of religion, freedom to stand up and fight for what we believe in. Freedom of speech, freedom of faith, freedom of religion, freedom to stand up and fight for what we believe in.
Is that right? Isn't that a good one? Today we celebrate the birthday of the United States of America. 231 years ago, 56 brave men who wouldn't have been at the Constitutional or the Continental Congress at all if their wives hadn't been keeping the businesses going and the farms going and everything else going while they were off sweating in Constitution Hall. They agreed to sign the Declaration of Independence, committing themselves and their country to a new and noble experiment based on the idea that all are entitled to equal rights and that citizens could take responsibility for making their own choices and guarding their own liberties. In the years since then, our nation has undergone many changes as we learned what those rights are. And we have learned what exercising them means. Our ancestors, in case you haven't realized this, were not perfect. They nearly destroyed the Native Americans whose lands they stole. They left the injustice of slavery as a festering sore to be lanced a century later in the Civil War. But they had the courage to try and to set forth the very ideals by which we judge them today. Hear the words in which our leaders have upheld and evolved the principles on which this nation stands. This is how Thomas Jefferson stated our commitment to liberty. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among people, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. The Declaration goes on to say that it is the duty of a free people to make sure that their government protects these rights, and that if it does not, they have a right and duty to change it. As citizens of the United States, it is our responsibility to make sure that such action does not become necessary by reminding our leaders what those rights are and insisting they protect them. In Jefferson's memorial, you will find these words:
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson, we call you to be with us now.
George Washington gave his name to our capital. He kept the Revolutionary Army together throughout the war, despite all that the enemy, the elements, and his own quarreling countrymen could do. He could have been king, but he led the infant nation through its first years wisely and well, standing above faction, dedicated to preserving the liberties of all, and then had the faith to let go of power and trust others to carry on. In a letter to the Jewish congregation in Rhode Island, George Washington said,
"We have abundant reason to rejoice that in this land the light of truth and reason, we aspire to triumph over the power of bigotry and superstition, and that every person here may worship the divine according to the dictates of her or his own heart. George Washington, we call you to be with us now."
John Adams was our second president. To him fell the task of leading the new country to take its place among the nations of the world. In Article 2 of the Treaty of Tripoli, Adams wrote,
"As the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion, as it has in itself no character of enmity against the laws, religion, or tranquility of Muslim or any other, as the said states never have entered into any war or act of hostility against any Mohammedan nation, it is declared by the parties that no pretext arising from religious opinions shall ever produce an interruption of the harmony existing between the two countries. John Adams, we call you to be with us now."
James Madison set down the words of the Constitution and continued to uphold its ideals. While respecting the rights of the states, he held that they must be subject to the nation's law. Madison wrote,
"Ye states of America, which retain in your constitutions or codes any aberration from the sacred principles of religious liberty, by giving to Caesar what belongs to God, or joining together what God has put asunder, hasten to revise and purify your systems and make the example of your country as pure and complete. In what relates to the freedom of the mind and its allegiance to its maker, and what belongs to the legitimate objects of political and civil institutions. James Madison, we call you be with us now."
In the years since the founding fathers lived, the city of Washington has been home to the leaders of this land. Each president has been called to interpret their words and to apply the principles on which our nation was founded to new situations and needs. Abraham Lincoln, whose temple rises by the Potomac, established the principle that all, whatever their race, should be equal under the law. Others have fought to uphold that principle that guarantees civil rights to African Americans and to the first Native peoples of this land. With our rights come responsibilities. As President Teddy Roosevelt upheld the rights of the other species with which we share the earth by beginning the movement to establish national parks. But Americans do not live on this earth alone. After a war in which one nation of Europe tried to exterminate an entire people because of their religion, President Franklin Roosevelt articulated the principle of the four freedoms. He said,
"The second freedom is freedom of every person to worship God in their own way, everywhere in the world." Franklin Delano Roosevelt, be with us now.
At this point, we would normally have passed the horn or the chalice and made an offering. Instead, I would like you to, this evening, when you have your 4th of July feast, to raise a glass in honor of all the brave souls that we have spoken of this day. And there's a chant for them, which is based on an 18th century tune called The President's March.
Sing to the man noble, who freedom's story he told, and have the faith to make us free, and plant their lives for liberty. Hail to the men of old, who freedom's story told, and had a faith to make us free, and pledge their lives for liberty. Hail to the men of old, who freedom's story told, and had a faith to make us free, and pledge their life for liberty. Hail to the men of old, who freedom's story told, and has a faith to make us free, and pledge their life for liberty. Hail to the men of old, who freedom's story told, and a faith to make us free, and place their lives for liberty.
So if you're free, why are you here?
So now, we've called everybody and honored everybody, it's time for us to do a little work. We have summoned our mighty dead, our Alfar, our ancestors. We stand on this sacred ground in company with the founders of freedom. Their wisdom guides us, our energy empowers them. Working together, our magic can change the world. As we chant this litany, send the energy whirling outward to flow along the lines of power that net this city. See it spinning to the White House, up the ball to the Capitol, along the road to the VA, transforming awareness, modifying perception, changing perspectives. May those of all faiths, pagan, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, and every other in all their permutations, bear witness, understanding that the laws that protect our rights are the same laws that guard their own. Together, let us affirm the liberties the founding fathers established in this land with the response, let all faiths live in liberty as we will, so mote it be. Let all faiths live in liberty as we will, so mote it be. The rights of all religious communities will be respected. Let all faiths live in liberty as we will, so mote it be. all faiths will worship freely.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so vote it be.
Religious communities will protect the rights of others as they do their own.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so vote it be.
Children of all faiths will wear their religious symbols without fear.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so vote it be.
Children of all faiths will be accepted by their schoolmates.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so mote it be.
Parents of all faiths will retain custody of their children.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so mote it be.
Guided by their faith, women will choose whether or not to bear children.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so mote it be.
Individuals will live, love, and partner as their faith teaches.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so vote it be.
Every community will have an interfaith organization that includes pagans.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so vote it be.
Clergy of all faiths will be welcome in hospitals.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so vote it be.
The armed forces will have chaplains of all faiths.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so vote it be.
Soldiers and sailors will worship without fearing their fellows as well as the enemy.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so vote it be.
Veterans will be able to have pagan symbols on their headstones.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so vote it be.
Prisoners will possess the symbols of their faith.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so mote it be.
Prisoners will gather freely and peacefully to worship their gods.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so mote it be.
Sacred places and temples of all faiths will be respected.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so mote it be.
Communities and government agencies will seek to understand and appreciate the diversity of faiths among us.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so mote it be.
All faith-based agencies will be given equal opportunities.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so mote it be.
The separation between church and state shall be maintained.
Let all faiths live in liberty, as we will so mote it be.
Remember those and feel free to add additional affirmations as you see fit. This ritual, by the way, will be available on a website called www.freedomfathers.org.
It's also available as a download on the paganreligiousrights.org site under How to Help.
As we will, so mote it be. May that which we purpose with united will shape reality. The time comes now to bring our right to a close, that in our hearts the torch of liberty will continue to burn, and that light will enlighten our world. Let us give thanks to all the powers that have protected us.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we thank you for joining our circle. May the waters that cascade over the stones of your monument, like the seas that wash the coast of this land, carry our faith in the four freedoms from America to the world.
James Madison, we thank you for joining our circle. Your words have become the most fundamental law of the land. Forever guard them, and may the eagle that sits atop the tree of liberty keep watch and ward.
John Adams, we thank you for joining our circle. The land you led has become a great power among the nations of the world. Let us not forget that though we may choose peace or war because of an enemy's morality, we must never do so because of his religion.
George Washington, dedicated to the abolition of war, as you said, we thank you for joining our circle. Founder of our country, watch over this American earth. As the shaft of stone that is your monument links earth and heaven, Let it connect your spirit to this place that bears your name.
Thomas Jefferson, we thank you for joining our circle. Let the light of reason you serve burn in every heart, illuminating our choices and decisions.
All ye who fought to establish freedom, those whom we know, men and women of goodwill, who defended the right of all to serve, the gods who call them, we thank you for joining our circle. As we go in peace, go with us to bear our message to the world.
And in their honor, let us sing America the Beautiful, written by Catherine Lee Bates to a tune by Samuel Ward and slightly adapted.
And in the honor of the women who have not been named, the last chorus will end with, and crown my good with sisterhood.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grey, for purple mountains majesty, above all fruited way, America, America, God should give grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood, from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet, who stern in passion stress, the girl fair of freedom be, across the wilderness. America, America, thousand by every call, and prove my soul in self-control, I liberty in law. Oh, beautiful for heroes true, in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, their mercy more than life. America, America, God holds thy gold refined, till holds his best be nobleness, and everything behind. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream, that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam, audience for human tears. America, America, God shed their grace on thee, and crown thy good with sisterhood, from sea to shining sea.
From this American earth we come. As we depart, let us carry the light of freedom to every corner of the land. And we say farewell now to the elements.
Hello?
Eastward shall the ocean flow, the rivers roll down to the sea. Cleansed and nourished, now we know the price and power of liberty. Hail and farewell!
Hail and farewell!
South, where once great passions flame, fuel now the fire of peace. May all the heroes known and named guard our freedoms without cease. Hail and farewell!
Hail and farewell!
Though East's bright dawn has passed away,
The song of freedom rings out still. The air we breathe, the words we say, shall bear the message of our will. Hail, farewell.
Hail, farewell.
Hail to you gods. Hail to you goddesses. Though our awareness of your presence fades, we know that you are with us still. Hail to you, Lady Liberty, who guards our gateway. Though this space be returned to all good use, as our ritual ends, within our souls, your light will continue to glow.
Lord, your freedom's burning bright, fill the land with holy light.
And your freedom's burning bright, fill the land with holy light.
Matter
hate and bigotry,
reveal
the faith from sea to sea.
The circle is open, but shall never be broken.
Mary and Mary and Mary
all. Remember what we have said and done here, and keep up the good work.
And now I'd like to introduce Ms. Imani, who I don't know exactly where she is. Ms. Imani is over in the corner, and she's going to be leading a drum circle in just a moment over there under the trees where it's not quite so sunny. We would also like to ask you if you have felt that this was something that you would like to support, to slip a few dollars into our donation box on the corner of the stage. This event was rather extensive to produce, and if we could get some contributions, it would be much appreciated. It's a dead president donation, exactly. And I'm now going to pass the microphone to Selena, who has an announcement or two.